From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Conservative Party leader David Cameron has become Britain's youngest prime minister in almost two centuries. That follows the resignation of acting Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who officially stepped down today, ending almost 13 years of Labour Party rule.
My constitutional duty is to make sure that a government can be formed following last Thursday's general election. I've informed the Queen's private secretary that it's my intention to tender my resignation to the Queen.
The Conservative Party won the most seats in last week's election but failed to gain a majority. 43-year-old Cameron then moved to quickly form a coalition government with the third-place Liberal Democrats.
Real change is not what government can do on its own. Real change is when everyone pulls together, comes together, works together, when we all exercise our responsibilities to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, and to others.
Cameron was asked by Queen Elizabeth to form a government and assume the Prime Minister's post less than an hour after Brown tendered his resignation. The finger-pointing between oil company BP Ocean Driller Transocean and contractor Halliburton got underway in earnest today, with each company blaming the other for the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. At a Senate committee hearing on Capitol Hill, BP American Chairman Lamar McKay blamed the explosion on the failure of a safety device installed by another company. However, under questioning from Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell from Washington State, McKay said the company will pay for damages caused by the spill.
We're going to pay the legitimate claims.
Okay, so if it's a legitimate claim, a harm to the fishing industry, both short-term and long-term, you're going to pay?
We're going to pay all legitimate claims.
If it's an impact for business loss from tourism, you're going to pay?
We're going to pay all legitimate claims.
Investigators have yet to pinpoint the exact cause of the explosion at the rig off the coast of Louisiana that killed 11 people and sent millions of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf. The Obama administration will overhaul the agency that regulates offshore oil rigs. That's after the rig exploded and sank in the Gulf last month, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he plans to strip safety and environmental oversight from the Minerals Management Service. The MMS also collects royalties from drillers, and critics say that's a conflict of interest. Salazar also says regulators should have more time to review drilling plans before they start.
We want to increase the review period to 90 days, and more if the agency determines that the time is needed for an adequate review.
Salazar also is asking Congress for $29 million to boost inspections in the Gulf. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Companies were doing a bit more hiring in March, with a number of job openings at their highest level in more than a year. Labor Department figures show U.S. employers hired about 4.24 million people in March, up from 4 million the previous month. A mixed session on Wall Street after yesterday's big run-up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 36 points today. The NASDAQ closed up a fraction of a point. The S&P fell. This is NPR. The government agency in charge of regulating the banking sector is proposing more stringent guidelines for asset-backed securities. Those are the bundles of loans that helped spark the market collapse in 2008 and the near meltdown of the financial system. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Board, by a 3-2 vote, proposed new disclosure for banks, including risk holding when it comes to their products. The securities can contain mortgage, credit card, or auto loans. Pope Benedict XVI today blamed the sex abuse scandals on sins within the Catholic Church, a position at odds with the Vatican's early accusations of an anti-church campaign by the media, pro-choice and pro-gay marriage advocates. More from NPR's Sylvia Pedroli.
The Pope said the greatest persecution of the Church does not come from enemies on the outside, but is born from the sins within the Church, words that pin the blame for the crisis directly on pedophile priests. He added the Church needs profoundly to relearn penitence, accept purification, learn forgiveness, but also justice. When revelations of hundreds of cases of clerical sex abuse began to emerge in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and Italy, Vatican officials went on the offensive, dismissing the charges as petty gossip and part of a campaign by the media and anti-clerical groups. While accepting resignations of bishops who covered up abuse or who molested minors, victims groups say the Pope has not apologized for the behavior of church officials who ignored the problem for decades. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Residents in Oklahoma are cleaning up in the aftermath of violent tornadoes that killed 5 people yesterday. Dozens of others were hurt. Several tornadoes were reported in Oklahoma and Kansas after storms moved through the area. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.